Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Podcast. This is Kimberly Horman, and today we're going to be talking about riding the spooky horse. Many riders learn on schoolmasters who rarely spook. Also, every horse spooks differently. So, how should we handle a spooky horse? Let's take a look at some tips and techniques for this common challenge. But before we get started, I'd like to remind you that my Patreon will be up and running soon. If you're looking for detailed content, including audio recordings and illustrations, breaking down specific exercises that will benefit you and your horse, my Patreon page is for you. Before I publish the link, I'll have over an hour of content ready for you to explore. It's just $5 a month. But if you can't afford a Patreon membership, no worries. My free content, including this podcast and my free blog on my website, won't be going anywhere. All right, with all that said, let's get into today's episode. Spooking horses generally aren't trying to act out and be disrespectful. Reasons for spooking can range from medical issues to confidence issues to trigger stacking. If your horse is suddenly acting spooky without an environmental reason, it's a good idea to have your vet out to be sure that your horse isn't in pain. Many medical issues can mimic or even cause spooky behavior. Therefore, it's important to rule those out first. Many people are taught to simply ride through spooking. But in order to understand and address the issue, it's important to take a closer look at this behavior and how to handle it when it comes up. All horses have the potential to spook. They have a mind of their own, and they have a right to be afraid in certain situations, just like we do. Horse and rider confidence are paramount in order to have clear communication during your ride. A young or green horse most likely hasn't been exposed to many things. Since horses are flight animals, their first instinct when faced with a scary object is usually to run away. The more we expose our horses to different items and environments, the more comfortable the horse will become. Exposing your horse to different objects and environments is a great prevention measure to help lower the risk of your horse spooking in the first place. Rider confidence is also important. Horses can sense if their rider is anxious, and they'll become more looky if they're carrying a nervous human around. Be sure to focus on your breathing if you feel anxiety coming up. You can breathe deeply as you count strides, which helps shift your focus to the present instead of being concerned about what might happen if things escalate. When you're more focused and present, you'll have more capacity to help your horse settle down in the event that he does escalate. Also, don't be afraid to dismount and work your horse on the ground if you're feeling overfaced. Safety is always first. If your horse spooks, it's important to have a plan for how to handle it. In an ideal world, this plan can be implemented and practiced before spooking even occurs. Stay assertive without getting angry with your horse as you ask him to bring his focus back to you. Many of us struggle to be assertive without getting frustrated. Think of encouraging your horse to focus by bringing your energy up in a playful yet confident manner. Think of how you can say to your horse, "Hey, pay attention to me. I'll help you relax. We've got this." Of course, your horse isn't going to understand your words, so how can you say this with your energy? If you feel tension building in your horse and you know there's a specific object causing this reaction, encourage investigative behavior from the ground. This is all about rewiring the flight instinct and praising a horse's natural curiosity. If you force her past the object, she might put together forceful cues and react to the object with even more hesitation the next time. The goal is to get her to approach the object on her terms, sniff it, touch it, and relax around it before you even mount up. If you happen to be riding a horse who suddenly sees a scary object, Keep him facing the object as his flight instinct fizzles out, and encourage any attempt to investigate it. This might manifest as standing still instead of trying to spin and bolt off at first. Just praise the little moments and be patient as your horse begins to feel safe and curious about the object. There are a few ridden exercises that are my personal go-tos to help nervous horses relax and focus on me. Generally, a nervous horse is much more likely to spook than a horse who's focused and calm. Frequent changes of direction, serpentines, and small circles help a horse focus and settle because it helps release the tension in their rib cage. If a horse knows shoulder in or half pass, I might ask for that. I might also ask for the horse to yield the hind end on a circle, sort of drifting the quarters out a little bit to take some impulsion away from the hind legs where the power comes from. As humans, many of us get that feeling of a knot in our stomach when we're anxious, and in turn, our abdomen and ribs might feel tense or locked up. Think about bending from side to side with your arms up over your head while you're anxious. This movement pattern doesn't mimic a tense and worried state of mind, and a calm body helps calm the nervous system. The same is true for horses. Many nervous horses are hesitant to bend and accept a more vulnerable posture. Through patient yet assertive bending exercises, their outline and body language will soften, and their concentration will return to their rider. Your frame of mind is important. It's important not to think of this work in a negative light. Spooking is an opportunity to build confidence in your horse, be it on the ground or under saddle. It's important for us as riders to allow fear to turn to curiosity on our horse's terms. This is something we can't force or rush. Stay patient, compassionate, and confident. If you show up like this for your horse time and time again, his confidence will grow too. Thanks for tuning in. I always love hopping in and doing these quick tips in between my weekly episodes. If you have any feedback for me, you can jump onto my website, heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, and you can contact me from there. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care.